Yes, just as darkness and threats surrounded the USS George Washington that night in 1918, and all aboard were ordered to hide, so too we see threat and darkness in our world today. And often we want to hide. We want to be silent in the face of it and to do nothing. My friends, what do you do when surrounded by darkness? Do you hide? Do you extinguish the light of your faith, or do you let it shine and pierce the darkness of the night? Seaman Bickel stood up. He spoke up, and he did something that despite his small stature he needed to do, even with the commander-in-chief. For us, to confront the darkness that often seems so much bigger and stronger than us, it is simply a matter of lighting the match, of igniting the gifts that you have been given by God, however small you may think they are. Like my grandfather, it is simply a matter of speaking up, of getting up, of doing something. It's a matter of doing something small, but in an excellent way. We all have God-given gifts that are to be put on a lampstand, to be placed at the service of others. Gifts we have that are to be put out there for people to see. Darkness never overcomes light. Have you ever thought of that? Darkness never overcomes light. No matter how black the night, even a match shines brightly, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. It cannot overcome it. The deeper the darkness, the brighter the light, however small it may be. That is why an act of charity done in a situation of dire need has such a huge impact. That is why Mother Teresa's seemingly insignificant acts of kindness to the poorest of the poor changed the world. That is why your gifts, however small or large they may be, are so critical and needed today, here in this parish, in this community, even in the world at large. You know, there is an emotional darkness that damages others, especially children and women. And there is an intellectual darkness that obscures and messes with our use of right reason and the development of virtue. The emotional darkness of which I am speaking, I see so often in my office at Gunderson Clinic. Decisions people make that only hurt others. Words spoken that only do harm. You know what I mean. I don't have to explain this. But there is an intellectual darkness that is far more difficult to describe. Some have called it the tyranny of relativism. I call it the tyranny of indifference. And it goes like this.